Ladies and gentlemen, get your Bibles ready because we're going to be reading from Luke 3, John 14, John 16, and Romans 12. Luke 13, pardon me, not 3, Luke 13. We are living in a day when people are paid to cause you to fear. That's their job. They are paid to cause alarm in your life. If they didn't, there would be no need for 24/7 news. Nobody has ever tuned in to hear something good. Oh, there's been a bombing, so turn it on so I can see it. We are living in the last days, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, but I need to know how I can emotionally and spiritually make it in these times. Because not everybody is happy for my peace. How can you be so calm? Well, you're falling apart and doesn't seem to be helping you. I mean, there are folks staying at home getting bored out of their mind. One guy was so bored, he was reading about Jesus walking on the water and knew he couldn't walk on water, and he found out that cucumbers were 96% water, so he cut up a bunch, put them on the kitchen floor and walked on them and said, at least I'm 96% Jesus. Another guy went to the grocery store and said, you know what, I almost got the virus, but I saw one of those little green spots on the floor in the grocery store and I got on it and didn't get it. So if we're going to hear this, how are we? Ladies and gentlemen, I still have to live in my house with my family and my relatives. How do I live in my business and overcome? I want to tell you how you can make it in your business, on your job, when everybody else is falling apart. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
We're going to read several scriptures, and I'm going to move through this pretty good today. You're going to be happy because I have set my timer, so I will stop on the break. If you see me doing like that, it's because it's over. Last week, we talked about repentance, didn't we? We talked about changing our mind. If I keep thinking the same old thoughts, I'm going to get the same old results. I've got to change my mind about something. If I keep thinking the same old thoughts about my children, my marriage, my job, my business, my walk with the Lord, if I keep thinking old thoughts, I'm going to have the same old results. Well, she doesn't really love me. Those kids really don't care about me. Look how much time I gave to them, and they've gone off. They don't ever call. They don't ever. And you just think all of it. Unless you change that, you're going to keep getting the same results. And then we have this problem that we think because we learned it as a child, and the Lord spoke this to me this past week. He said, there are those that are going to hear this message today, and you're going to get with your children and your grandchildren, and you're going to go, you know, I know some of the things Dr. B says is, you know, but let me tell you, I've been around here a long time, and my folks were good folks, and I know good friends. I've just never experienced things like that. Sometimes you're going to need to abandon the things that you were taught and made to think were God's thoughts. They weren't. Are you hearing me? We put more trust in common sense than God sense. God's sense doesn't do stupid stuff. Hello? So here's a popular saying. I hear a lot of people say this. If it is meant to be, it will happen. Nothing can stop it. Especially if God intends for it to happen, it will happen. Wrong, 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 wrong. Woo. Well, if God said it, this is what we have to remember. As I live, read this with me. As I live in these last days, I must remember God keeps his promises, but is not responsible for developing my potential. Let me say that again. God keeps his promises, but he is not responsible for developing my potential. David had developed his potential before he ever met Goliath. Do you know what he did before he met Goliath? Benjamites were known to be marksmen with a slingshot. It was said of Benjamites that they could shoot a slingshot so well, handle a slingshot so well, that the stone they fired from that slingshot would split a hair. Are you hearing me? David, my wife this morning, one of the things she wrote down, remember, David attacked the giant based on what he had practiced by taking out the lion and the bear. You just do the same thing with the giant. But he had developed his potential, and God used that. In Joshua chapter 1, Joshua takes over from Moses, and everybody thinks, oh, Joshua's this young guy. He's Joshua, same age Moses was when Moses went to get Israel out of Egypt. He was 80. And he has a group of people that didn't know how to fight. They're the next generation. And do you know what God says to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1? If you will keep my law before you and keep my words in your mouth, you will take every place I've given you. I'll show you in just a little bit. He said, you'll take it. You will take it. I've already given it to you. You just got to develop your potential and go take that thing. Am I helping anybody? As I live in the last days, I got to remember, read this. My goal in life and prayer is not to react to the enemy, but respond to God. Stop jumping every time the devil does something in your home. Stop jumping every time that the enemy does something in your business. My goal is not to react to the enemy. My goal is to respond to the Father. Father, what do you want me to do about this? How do you want me to handle this? Instead of just firing off at the mouth and saying a bunch of things that are going to get you in trouble and that's going to hurt everybody's feelings. Oh, yes! Good preaching. Am I helping anybody? We haven't even read scripture. Read this. Thoughts that trouble me all night are proof I can meditate on His word all night. I remember when I learned that years and years ago. I was going through something in my life as a young single preacher, and I was just up tossing and turning. And the Lord said, if you think about my word as much as you're thinking about this, you could whip this thing. I got out of my bed and got beside the bed on the floor, Charlie, and I asked God, oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm going to show you what I learned from that. It'll help you. And do you know what? I don't do that anymore. So God keeps His promises, but He's not responsible for developing my potential. My goal in life and prayer is not to react to the enemy, but to respond to the Father. Thoughts that trouble me all night are proof I can meditate on His word all night. I can do it all day. Am I helping anybody? So stop thinking about how bad things are in your life. Acts 3:19, read it with me. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. In other words, change the way you think about your life where God's word is concerned, so that refreshing can come to you. The most refreshed people on the planet ought to be us. Oh, aren't you upset because so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so? Have you seen the latest people that this administration has chosen for certain offices? They got folks in the health department that don't know whether they're a man or a woman. But they're going to help me decide how to take care of myself? And they're 400 pounds overweight? That'll make you lay down and laugh real hard. See, what the enemy does is stupid. That's the Greek word for unwise. It's my summer and I can preach it like I want to, Ethan. Acts 3:19, repent and what? Turn to God. How do I do that? How do I turn to God? I'm going to show you. Well, if I go to the altar and I weep and cry and slobber all over the altar, that's how you turn to God. That's not how you turn to God. There are people that have gone to the front and slobbered and snotted all over the floor and got up and gone out and done the same old things the next day. And you know what? They'll wait until the next time they'll come back and sleep and snot all over the floor again. But then they'll talk about the Catholics because they have confession. They're doing the same thing. Just takes them longer to get the right song to make them shed tears. Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Tell me don't do that. Luke 13:3. This is what Jesus says. I tell you no. In other words, He asked him, He says, do you think people that were killed by Rome in Galilee were worse people than you? He said, I tell you no. He doesn't call them and go, you know, we're really living in terrible times. He says, unless you repent, you too will perish. In other words, you got to change the way you think about all your life. Well, how do I do that? I'm going to tell you. This is one of the first scriptures my mom taught us to memorize when I was a little boy. Read it with me. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You will never be able to know God's will as long as you are scared out of your mind. Now, it doesn't mean you don't wash your hands, and it doesn't mean you don't keep your hands off your face. My wife and I practiced that before there was any virus. Doctors used to tell you, during the flu season, if you want to keep from getting the flu, keep your hands off your face. Okay. Jesus says in John 14, 15 to 17, read it with me. If you love me, keep my commandments. We're talking about having someone to help us change the way we operate. Okay? You're going to kind of like this, Allison. Allison is working on her master's degree in counseling. So when I'm too tired of doing it, I'm going to turn everybody over to her. Look at verse 16. I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate. King James says comforter. But the Greek word is parakletos. In Georgia, we say parakletos. I'm going to give you an advocate to what? Help you. He's not going to do it for you. Turn to somebody and say, he's not going to do it for you. Oh, Lord, would you come down and do this for me? Nah. And he will be with you forever. Look at what he's called. The Spirit of Truth. Wow. John 16, 7, read it with me. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Who's good? It's for my good. Unless I go away, the advocate, the parakletos, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Wow. So he's sending me somebody. Here's how the Amplified Version reads it. But I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, read these names with me, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Standby, will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. Whoa, that's good. So this is what parakletos means. It's first used in a legal sense. Someone who pleaded a case at law. How many of you have heard that before? All right, hold on. Secondly, a paraclete is a helper, assistant, always ready or on standby to help and assist and strengthen, but he doesn't do it for you. Remember, God will keep his promises, but he's not responsible for me developing my potential. Thirdly, he's a personal counselor or advisor. He's a what? He's a personal counselor, advisor. Have you guys talked about the difference between a counselor and a coach yet? Okay, you will. A coach, he's a counselor and a coach. You get two for one. A coach who instructs students or apprentices in affairs of education, business, or life. Don't buy that. Buy that. Don't do this. Put this money back here. You know what amazes me? Folks that don't like the message of prosperity are the tightest people financially on the planet. They would drive 100 miles to save 2 pennies. But then they hate the message of prosperity. And there's nothing wrong with driving a ways to say, I want to save the penny too. Praise God, I came home the other day thanking God I got new tires and saved $200. Woo! Glory to God. So he's a coach and he's a counselor. He's someone who's close. Everybody say close. Come up here, Logan. There you go. You're still hooked up from music, aren't you? Testing 1, 2, 3. Come in, Houston. He's close. Get close to me. Stop getting away from me. Get close. Close. He gets close to encourage. You're going to make it. Doesn't say he does it. Thank you. He urges you. Come on, you can do this. He gives you counsel. And he teaches you how to do a better job. Whoa. Man. He gets close to you. He doesn't stand over here in the corner and goes, "Hey, Logan, woo, more power to you, babe." He comes over here and he goes, "Here, let me help you. I'm going to help you." Wow. We're going to do some more in a minute. He's going to be your coach and your counselor. Let's look at the compound word real quick. Some of you are getting bored. You're going, "My God, I'm in school." You need to know this. Okay? Para means alongside. So the connotation is he's as close as possible to you. So wherever I go, he goes. Yeah. Kalo means to beckon or call, conveys a purpose or intent, a sense of direction. In other words, the Holy Ghost has a calling on him. It's the same word that is used when Paul says, "Paul, an apostle," or "someone called of the Lord Jesus Christ." So he is called by the Father to stand with us. Now watch this. So what have I learned? Say, what have I learned? The Holy Spirit is close as my counselor and coach. Say, I need a counselor and a coach. I'm going to tell you why in a second. I need a counselor and a coach. The Holy Spirit has a calling just as I'm called to service. See, the Lord doesn't save us for us to come to church and sing and dance while they played music. That's not why he saves us. We're to go out there and change the world. Amen. Now, not everybody's going to listen to us, but somebody will. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit has a dual job assignment in my life. See, some of you think he only makes you go, "Oh, whoo, hallelujah," and you speak in tongues. That's not all. There's a difference between a counselor and a coach. Student, listen. The counselor IDs emotional issues. Some of you got to get your emotions under control. Something happened the other day, and man, I turned around, and the Lord said, whoa. I said, "But look, I'd have prayed for him to get healed." What? Stop that. He got in my way while I was running and made me fall off of the little rocks that was across this long thing, and I fell right in the water and just ruined my new shoes. Hallelujah. Be angry and sin not. You have made me mad. I would break your neck, but because Jesus is in my heart, I'm not going to. I'll just buy some more shoes. A counselor helps us come up with resolutions for past issues. There are a lot of you sitting here that still have issues with your past. You haven't dealt with it. You haven't got it under the blood. You still relive it. You like talking about it. It makes people feel sorry for you. Grow up. Stop it. It's pretty rough, isn't it? You have to deal with the past. Deal with it. Some of you need to just write those things down, put them in a box, tape it up, take it out in the back, get you a shovel, dig a hole, bury that thing, cover it up, and leave it. It's good preaching, Dr. B. Thank you. The counselor provides for the client techniques for controlling emotions. Like when somebody gets in your way and basically shoves you off the crossing path into the water, just always have a towel with you. A counselor teaches paths to healing. This is how you're going to get better. This is how, when this happens, this is how we respond to this. When this happens, this is how we're going to handle this. Am I helping anybody? This is what a counselor does. See, the Holy Ghost does that. He says, you know all your sins. Remember Jesus said in John 16, he says, when he comes, he's going to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. What he's doing is saying, look, you have transgressed against God. You need to get that right. You need to get that out of the blood. Some of us just go on like God's going to forget it and nobody's going to know it. No, you have to say, Father, forgive me. A counselor teaches proactive skills. In other words, I don't wait until something happens. I have a plan. I know. See, that's why David was able to handle Goliath, because anytime, hey, I got news for you. When a bear comes at you, you better have a plan, baby. When a lion comes at you, you better have a plan. Miss Joy, may I borrow your notebook for 1 second? Just leave it right where it is. I'm not going to look at it. Just leave it right there. Thank you. Thank you. And give me your Bible. Let me tell you how you become proactive with these two things. Your Bible and your notebook. Now, see, I do this. But my wife had to get me some new Bibles because I just absolutely wrote all over the others. Did you know I have scriptures with dates beside them that the Lord spoke to me about what we were supposed to do when I came here? And I said, Lord, and I've got the date beside it. Lord, what do you want me to do about so-and-so? He said, I'm not going to tell you again. I told you back in October of so-and-so. And I go back to my Bible and there it is marked. Well, Lord, what if I do so-and-so, and they sort of look at me stupid? He said, you go back to what I told the prophet. You do what I say and don't pay any attention to the looks on their faces or how they respond. You just do what I say. These two things, this is how you become proactive. Everybody say proactive. Proactive. Am I helping anybody? Good. Wow. It may take time. Oh, what are you beeping for now? I'm closing, really. A coach, watch this. A coach helps you with current issues, changes negative emotions into positive motivation. A coach helps develop plans for the future while the counselor is helping you with yesterday. The coach identifies challenges. A coach makes you call him, or next time you get together, okay, give me a list. Have we done it? Basically, coach acts like your mama. Because when you show up, you have to show him, hey, this is what I've done. Well, why didn't you do this? Well, I didn't have time. And you're wanting to make how much money this year, and you're not willing to do this? Well, I just couldn't. You know, there's a program came on TV. Well, remember that when your bottom line is in the red. A coach sees current challenges, say that with me, sees current challenges as victories. Oh my. Wow. Wow. Instead of, why did this happen to me? Praise God, I'm going to overcome this thing. Man, this is the end. Now I'm going to tell you how to pull all this together. You have a coach and you have a counselor. He will help you with your past, but he will also help you with your future. Come to the piano quick. If you don't come quick, I won't finish quick. Now this is how you do it. Now watch this. If you and I are going to maintain in our home, because let me tell you what's going to happen. Listen to this prophetic word. You're going to hear other people say this, but you remember you heard it first here. We're going to see more viral attacks in our country. Single places, schools, plants, and churches. Watch it. Do you remember years and years ago when Legionnaire's disease happened? Do you know what they attributed it to? Something that was in the ductwork at the legions, American legions conference. People died. There are going to be people dropped dead in these places, and the mask isn't going to help because the enemy is changing his attack. You listen to me. Listen to me. Write it down. 30th of January, you heard it. It will come. Bodies will be on the floor of these places. The enemy is going to attack, but God is needing. The reason I'm preaching this to you is because God is needing folks who are counseled and coached by the Holy Ghost. There, you might be in one of these places, but you're going to be like the children of Israel in Egypt, in the land of Goshen. It'll hit everybody but you. Well, what do I do? What? Lay hands on them. But what if I lay hands? I could get something. You're not going. You're carrying an antivirus. That particular leader could hear me right now. He'd line me, put me against the wall, and cut my throat because those statements make them mad. But you watch this. This is how we overcome this. Ladies and gentlemen, you can make up your mind to listen to the people that are paid to feed fear to you, or you can do what God said. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, the coaching of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners, nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2, read it. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. How many of you have your Bible or your electronic device with your Bible? Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Everybody look at me. Learn this. Get it on the inside. Remember, I told you, I don't care how much you learn at school, there'll be times the Holy Ghost will say to you, this is the problem. This is the issue. Don't depend on the world's way of doing it. His delight, my joy. Oh, I gotta read. The Bible just bores me. You're lost. Are you listening to me? If the Word of God bores you, you're lost. As long as she and I have been married, I go to that little drawer I keep special things in, and I open it, and there are cards from you years ago. They mean just as much to me today as they did then. Why? Because I'm so in love with her. I remember that night when I was 5 years old that Daddy preached on hell, and I'm going, my God, I don't want to go there. I ran to the altar, Stephen, and fell on my face as a five-year-old. Oh, God, I want to be in love with you. Oh, there are times he's had to jerk a knot in my head. He ever had to do that to you? But I love his word. I love his word. He delights in the law of the Lord and on his law, his precepts and teaching, he habitually meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, God doesn't do it for you. Whatever you do, say it out loud. He prospers. Whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. My God, have mercy. How do I meditate? Let me tell you how you do it. You get it in you and you think about it. And you write, my wife can tell you, I'm riding down the road. Sometimes the Lord, he says, and I just begin to, oh Lord, you are my strength. Or I'm walking down the aisle of the grocery store. I wake up in the night and I'm saying scripture. And I asked the Lord one day, I said, is something wrong with me? He said, no, you're just doing what I coached you.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256. Visit us online at zionca.org or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.